thank you, but I'm Brian. No, I went the opposite way.
You went the opposite direction.
It's fun. To Waukesha.
Yeah.
I got the music, you got the story. Hey, welcome back to Dueling Tangents, everybody.
You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM as well. Brian, just to put a little bookend on that kind of end of the rant there. So Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce criticizing the Evers administration for an archaic system that he inherited. But we do have an update from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development on this front earlier this week. This was published 2 days ago over at wisconsinpublicradio.org. The headline, Wisconsin Unemployment System Making Strides Toward Modernization. Department of Workforce Development leader says work with Madison-based contractor will continue. So Secretary-designee Amy Pekacek, in an appearance on Wisconsin Public Radio, The Morning Show, said the department is paying 84% of unemployment claims within 1 to 3 days. We are moving right along. So this is the modernization similar to what Clayfish and Walker rejected in 2011.
Oh,
good
stuff.
Had the Department of Workforce Development taken the steps to modernize the state's unemployment insurance system in 2011, the crisis that faced Wisconsin workers that were looking to claim unemployment insurance at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic wouldn't have occurred.
Yeah, no, I get that, and I see the absolute tragedy and the worst thing that the horrible things that have happened from that. But you got to understand. You gotta understand the situation at the time. It was a time when people were wild and free and hated the government, and anything the government did or state employees were all bad and evil, and anything that you could do to help a state employee was seemed as socialist and
unless
stupid,
you know,
and wrong. And if you could punish a state employee rather than fix something, they would choose that in a heartbeat, and that's exactly what Scott Walker did.
It wasn't even punishing state employees. This is all Wisconsinites. This was all, everybody pays into unemployment insurance.
But really, the government doesn't work, and that's why you should hire him to run it.
Yes, so that he can continue
to
make
that
the government doesn't work. Yeah, the Republicans love to do it.
It's just I told you I was a snake.
It's one of those self-fulfilling prophecies, Brian. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
You know, if the Democrats could only do that.
If only. But you know where the Republicans don't think it is socialism to pay employees? Giving them a contract to go from $11,000 a month to $5,500 a month to go... search for election fraud that's not there.
Quick question for all those anti-socialists, those who hate communism, that type of thing. What exactly are you asking Joe Biden to do in relation to gas prices?
They want government, a large federal action.
Are you looking for the government to become involved in the free market? Are you looking for regulation of the market by the government?
No, they just want somebody to blame.
Just be careful.
They just want somebody to blame, Brian. They don't actually want action taken on it. They want an issue to be a punching bag for them to take out their frustration.
Because that's my problem. I mean, we have giant farming operations in this state that have 8,000 plus cows, right?
And another one coming to the Mississippi River in Crawford County with thousands of pigs.
It's putting literally poop in the water. Poop in the water. Again, this is to quote Tina Turner, I don't care who's wrong or right. You need to get the poop out of the water, just like Tina Turner said. Something about Proud Mary and the Mississippi River, and there's like a really, I don't know. There's an analogy there with Tina Turner and going, who, and it's great. There's fantastic legs. I don't know. Point is, Tina Turner would want you to clean the poop out of your water because anybody sane would want that. And I don't understand the world of people who's like, well, business is really important, so you're going to have to deal with poop in your water from here on out.
Why if
this CAFO goes under, the whole town goes under.
Jobs.
So we can all suck on a little poop water for our own good. You know, I understand we live in French Island in the middle of fresh water around that, but we have to drink bottled water instead because there's too much PFAS in our water. That's
Brian.
That's
Brian,
the American
I promised
way.
I promised an update from the state's senior senator as well. So before we end the show, we got one more caller that I want to get to. I see you. I want to get this Ron Johnson quote out there because I think it's very important. So earlier today, the Wall Street Journal reports, Natalie Andrews over at the Wall Street Journal says, Senator Ron Johnson tells Wall Street Journal, abortion will likely be a non-issue in his campaign. Quote, it might be a little messy for some people, but abortion is not going away, he said, saying that driving to Illinois would be likely be an, excuse me, saying that driving to Illinois would likely be an option for his constituents. So Ron Johnson's answer is just go to a different state.
Do you know that he's actually at this point staining the good name of Wisconsinites? Like, think about this. Lindsey Graham, right? Lindsey Graham, before, like when he was running for president, called Trump a racist, bigoted, xenophobic jerk, and you shouldn't vote for him. And then after he was elected, this is the greatest president I have ever seen in my entire life. And then during, you know, the January 6th, he's like, well, he's the worst thing ever, and I think we should, how can you get mad at Joe Biden? And then after that, he's like, I'm mad at Joe Biden. And then I'm like, how do the people of South Carolina look at this and then keep realizing, oh, wait, we have Ron Johnson.
Oh, wait, we have Ron Johnson.
Because exactly. I think of South Carolina, and I think they must be stupid because they have Lindsey Graham. I assume that if you're from South Carolina, you are either putting up with stupid people around you or you yourself are stupid because of Lindsey Graham. And people are looking at us in Wisconsin
thinking the same exact thing.
And to which I say I'm a Tammy Baldwin fan.
Huge Tammy Baldwin fan.
And there's a large selection of people who traditionally vote Republican who are also Tammy Baldwin fans.
Yeah, more than 100,000 of them.
I wonder why. You know why it is? Because on any issue that has to do with anything that anybody cares about, she has legislation and she moves action on it. You talked. Trump came in to a big fanfare and everything, but he was talking about USA, go USA, USA manufacturing.
American
and
made.
Did Tammy Baldwin sit there and go and cry about how horrible the election was, even though she didn't like it and she wasn't a fan of it? No. She said this is the president's agenda, and she went after it, and she started trying to figure out how we can get manufacturing jobs kept in the United States and in Wisconsin. And she was rebuffed because it was a Democratic thing, and it's just, she always works towards the, and people like that because they don't want poop in their water. People who are Republican will vote for a Democrat if you get the poop out of their water, right?
Yeah,
if you show that you care, or if you are just want to hate people so much, you have to go and vote against the Democrat because that's what you're voting for Ron Johnson for. I'm sorry, I've been ranting for a little bit.
No, it's okay. I apologize. Yeah. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We've got plenty of rants like that. So apologize to the phone callers still on the line.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, we love you, but not enough time in today's show. If you missed any portion of the show today, you can go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on the podcast tab. Go to Dueling Tangents. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. And Brian, really appreciate you made the drive back up. And
so am I.
Got to be on the air with me this afternoon.
It's important to do things and for things to mean things.
It is. It is. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow, too. Talk to you then.